So close now to Christmas. Here we are, fourth Sunday of Advent already. We just experienced the Ember Days, prayers, and fasting. And now we're entering into these last few days of Advent. What are our thoughts as we prepare anew to receive the Lord into our hearts? Maybe we've been thinking about the people from the Old Testament times who waited in expectation for how many centuries for the Messiah's birth. Perhaps our thoughts turn now to Mary a little bit more and to Saint Joseph as they make their way to Bethlehem. Mary will soon give birth to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. We might think about how they searched for a place to stay, but were refused because there was no place in the inn. How about us? Will there be room in our hearts for our Lord Jesus Christ to be born again? Will he find a place there that's clean and pure? We might also be considering the cry of the Baptist, urging repentance and purification of our hearts and our minds and our souls. What are our thoughts in these final days? Maybe, I'm sure you've all heard of the O Antiphons as a beautiful way of entering into the last part of the Advent season. Each day from December 17th to the 23rd of December, the church gives us what we call these O Antiphons, said every day at the Vespers. And they express very powerfully what we are awaiting or who we are awaiting. By different titles, our Lord is called, O wisdom coming from the mouth of God, come, teach us the way of prudence. O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, giving him the law, come and redeem us by thy outstretched arm. O root of Jesse, come and deliver us. Tarry now no more. O King, O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, come and lead the captive out of prison and those who live in darkness. O Orient, splendor of the eternal light, Son of justice, come. Come and enlighten them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. O King of the Gentiles, come and save man whom thou hast made out of the slime of the earth. O Emmanuel, our King and our lawgiver, the expectation of the nations and their Savior, come. Come and save us, O Lord our God. Beautiful. How well these antiphons express the ancient hope of the church as we prepare in these final days of Advent for Christ's coming. And this hope, ancient and yet ever new, and obviously our hope expressed in these antiphons is much broader than just our own personal redemption and peace and salvation. It's really a hope that embraces everyone, all peoples, all nations, that they might come to know God in his redemption. So many people live in the shadow of death. So many people imprisoned in the darkness of sin. But we all need Christ. We need him as the light of the world, as the way and the truth. So our longing for his coming is a longing that everyone in the whole world discover the riches of Christ, because Christ alone is man's redemption. Only he is Savior of the world. And so our hearts in these final days are longing for true and lasting peace that only Christ can give. These days are filled with expectation of the coming of God, who wishes to share, who wishes us to share in God's own thirst for man's salvation. Would it not be wonderful if everyone throughout the world came to know God's love, God's mercy? So perhaps these are your thoughts too, because you belong to that mystical body, the church, wishing that these final days of Advent will find us truly ready. Advent means to the coming of Christ. It's a season that's really always in the mind of the church. There's never a time during the year in which we forget our hope, that it is hope in Christ. Advent is a lifelong waiting for Christ to be fully revealed to everyone. We long for his coming. We want his presence in our lives more fully. And we want to share our glorious hope and our faith with the whole world. Come, Lord Jesus. This is our rallying cry. Come. Come into the depths of our hearts. Come, Lord Jesus. Save us. Maranatha, come with haste to set us free. Lord, have mercy. O heavens, drop down your dew and refresh our hope and longing for your coming among us. O Emmanuel, our God with us, come and do not delay. Brothers and sisters, may the good God bless each and every one of you this Christmas. May you find true peace and happiness in him alone. He's our hope. He's our salvation. May Mary, our most holy mother, intercede for each and every one of you, that you may truly come to know God's love and his tender care for you.